This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yep, first day of the NCAA tournament, so we're out here at Twin Peaks on Southwest Freeway in Kirby. Come out and say what's up. 11 o'clock is when the doors open, so
yeah,
the door's about to open. We'll be going, obviously, till 2. I'm hanging around. I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. When the drive takes over in this very same spot, take it all the way to 6. All sorts of TVs going in here. I see the sign saying it reads 31.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That's how cold the beer is out here. So if you can sneak away from the office. In fact, how do you get around on this day?
Yeah, that's a good sub question of the day. What's your sneaky move to be able to watch? A lot of people can just watch them on their laptops, like act like they're working and open a different tab, and then when the boss comes around, go to the other tab that you're working on. But like, let's say you want to sneak out, want to come out over here. You know, what's your sneaky move? Yeah, salespeople have it made. Oh, yeah, I got to go on a call.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got to go on a sales call.
I got to meet with a client.
Yeah, I got to meet with a client.
Yeah, meeting off-site, 100%. Yeah. But
where are you meeting? Oh, Twin Peaks. Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, no, it's just, okay. No, it's just we're getting
lunch.
You don't have to tell them. Yeah, exactly. But what's the best day? What's the best sports day of the year? Because this is one that obviously comes up in any one of these conversations. 713-572-4610.
Look, there's some obvious ones. I'm going to try to go maybe a little less obvious, but this one has to be, you know, and for my family, my family gets into March Madness, like, beyond, like a lot of people, but like, brackets that, like, my son builds a bracket, puts it in his house. Like,
are you serious?
Puts it up.
Like, on the wall?
On a, like, a big poster with the logos and everything.
All right, when you say puts it up, are we talking about, like, a normal notebook-sized sheet? Are we talking about, like a standard poster?
Like a poster board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, puts it on the wall. We've been texting. I mean, I'm getting some right now. I'll look at them during the break about, you know, this and that. And my family, this is as a family affair, this is number one. For me personally, best sports day, just because it's like everybody has we have a family bracket. We have, you know, a lot of trash talk, all that stuff. But in terms of like just for me personally, I'm not going to do the obvious ones that I know are going to come in. To me, the opening Saturday of college football. Week one of college football. Not week zero. Week one, and it's even better if your team plays at night. Yeah, like the Aggies play a 7 or 6 p.m. game, because then you got all day and you're just flipping and watching and all this college football. To me, that's heaven, man. You're just watching all that college football and it's finally here, all that stuff.
Some other things that have come in on the Texas, or the Jim Allen, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Thank you, Jim. Someone said the best day, and I think that they're alluding to the sports solstice. Like when you get all four major American sports mm-hmm. playing at the same time. That's a really cool one, but I find it hard to like take all of those in. Honestly, funny enough, and this is coming from me, like I don't think I grew up as like baseball being one of the big things in my life mm-hmm. as a kid. Like it was basketball, it was football, oddly enough tennis. But like I have grown to really, really love baseball. Opening day is just
it's awesome.
The pageantry is really fun. Obviously, the hope springs eternal for everybody, but it just feels like baseball is just a great sport to watch generally as well. So you tap in early in the day and you take it all the way to the night on opening day. And I am happy as a clam. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm a week away from that myself. That one's going to be very fun for me. Figgy, what for you ends up being the best sports day of the year?
Yeah, I would say opening day too. I think opening day when your team is at home. I think that's that's very important. Just kind of you could feel the energy in the city early in the morning. Before the game starts.
That's no question.
To me, that's something special. Of course, I like week one in the NFL. Just mm-hmm. I think they start with that Thursday night. I want to say Thursday night football. And to me, I get pretty hyped from that.
We're getting some deep cuts here on the text board, and this is a great one. Masters Sunday.
Masters Sunday is a good answer.
Masters Sunday is a great day. That's a great. It's in the spring. You know. It's gorgeous, and you're looking at all the sights and sounds and all that stuff. And nobody said what I thought was going to be the obvious one, and that's like divisional weekend in the NFL.
That's really high up there.
Yeah,
it's really high up there. Divisional weekend is really good because mm-hmm. you have more games. So like there's a high likelihood that you get one or two that are really good. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, you get to championship weekend, and there's a chance that you can get a couple of stinkers. Now, maybe not stinkers necessarily, but ones that are blowouts or that you have an idea of where it goes pretty early into it. From the 832, best sports day of the year is when the WNBA season is over. Damn, they're not making you watch it, friend. Like, that's not how...
That's just a hater.
I thought he was about to say when the WNBA season starts.
Nope, he didn't.
I don't think they're forcing you to watch it, friend.
One of my favorite ones is I love draft day, man.
Oh, good one.
You hear that sound?
That is a great one.
I don't love it as much.
Really?
I don't.
Man,
I love it because Figgy gets to play that sounder.
Yeah, it's a good sounder. That's fair.
I love the old way they used to do it. I kind of get a little irritated where they do round one and one night and then mm-hmm. round two and three. And I used to like it the old school way where they used to start it Saturday morning all day long and then Sunday all mm-hmm. day long.
That's a good pick right there. Got some love for the World Cup. That the World Cup final or the first day of the World Cup, and you're watching all these games. If you're a soccer fan like we are, it's just fantastic. That's a good one.
Opening ceremony for the Olympics, mm-hmm. men's final at Wimbledon. I've actually taken to really liking the women's final, and it's maybe less about like the particular matchups or whatever, but having the final on the Saturday for some reason hits mm-hmm. a little bit better for me than a Sunday. It just feels like there's more room to kind of navigate than watching it on a Sunday in the middle of the day. Some people mentioned like specific games, like when you get Texas A&M, which they lean to the idea of specifically when Texas beats A&M. I don't know how you feel about such thing.
I was going to say rivalry week, but I know that's not
yeah.
Right, but yeah, rivalry week at mm-hmm. college football.
No, A&M Texas is always a great day, and no matter who wins until your team loses, then it's an awful day. But that's okay.
All right. So of all the things that we brought up, any of those touching today? Because that's the thing. Ultimately, it always feels like this is the one that people still come back to.
Is this top three?
What
of all of them? This day,
yeah, absolutely.
It's absolutely top three, 100%. Right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I felt like this was the leader in the clubhouse, and we were basically setting up potential contenders. Mm-hmm. Texas Relays comes up, which is great, especially if you're out there. Somebody said Indy 500. I imagine someone's going to bring up Daytona, Texas OU going out to the state fair and everything mm-hmm. Up there in Dallas. Yeah, it absolutely comes through. But yeah, it feels like all the ones we're talking about, this is one of those days where this is peak. This is peak sports today. So excited to be out here at Twin Peaks, Southwest Freeway, and Kirby. Come out, hang out, and enjoy what is frequently viewed as one of, if not the best, sports days on the year. out here with some eats, drinks, and scenic views. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're about to go around the NFL where, hey, Danielle Hunter picked up an extension, and also some potential rule changes are on the board for the NFL. We'll break those down next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.